Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afalma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 15th. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is underway in New York. Jury selection is expected to begin soon. He faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, which Trump denies. It's the first time he faces possible jail time. The charges stem from reimbursements Trump made to his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen. Adult film star Stormy Daniels was paid $130,000 before the 2016 election to keep quiet about her alleged affair with Trump a decade earlier, which Trump denies. One piece of evidence the judge has decided to allow in court is the testimony of model and actress Karen McDougal. She alleged she also had a months-long affair with Trump in 2006 and was paid to keep quiet about it by the National Enquirer's parent company, which Trump denies. But the judge limited the scope of what she can say. Israel is planning its response to Iran's attack over the weekend. An Israeli official says the war cabinet met for nearly 3 hours today to review military plans and that they're determined to act. But it's unclear if a decision has been made. Iran and its allies in Syria, Yemen, and Lebanon fired about 350 rockets at Israel. According to the Israeli military and the White House, nearly all were intercepted with the help of the U.S., Jordan, and Britain. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is, quote, coordinating a diplomatic response to seek to prevent escalation.
We don't seek escalation, but we'll continue to support the defense of Israel and to protect our personnel in the region.
President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. will not participate in an offensive against Iran. This as Biden is meeting with Iraq's prime minister at the White House today. Here are CNN's Arlette Sines.
The meeting between President Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister al-Sudani today comes as tensions in the Middle East rose after Iran's weekend attack on Israel. The regional instability has raised concerns about the safety of U.S. troops in the region, including roughly 2,000 currently stationed in Iraq to help in the fight against ISIS. The U.S. and Iraq have been in talks about whether U.S. troops are still needed in the country, and a senior State Department official said the issue is expected to come up when Biden and al-Sudani speak today.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the International Coral Reef Initiative announced today that more than 54% of the world's coral reef areas have experienced bleaching in the past year. The mass bleaching event is affecting at least 53 countries and territories, including parts of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. The past 12 months have been the planet's warmest in recorded human history, including underwater. According to data from the European Commission's Copernicus Climate Change Service, global sea surface temperatures hit record highs in both February and March. If ocean temperatures don't decrease, bleaching can lead to mass coral death and possibly the collapse of some species and food chains. This marks the world's fourth known global bleaching event and the second in the past decade. A new study published in JAMA Internal Medicine has found that pregnancy complications may be linked to an elevated risk of death even decades later. The researchers wrote that nearly 30% of women experience an adverse pregnancy outcome in their reproductive years. The five types of major complications are gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, preterm delivery, having infants with a low birth weight, and other disorders related to high blood pressure. The study found that all five were linked, with up to a 2.5-fold increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease compared with women who didn't have adverse pregnancy outcomes. Coming up, where will Caitlin Clark play next? This year's WNBA draft starts tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, and fans are on the edge of their seats to find out where Caitlin Clark will go next. The Iowa Hawkeyes star's record-setting season ended in heartbreak at the NCAA Women's March Madness Championship Finals, but Clark's future is bright. The Indiana Fever has the number one pick in the draft this year and is expected to choose Clark. Ticket prices for Fever games have already more than doubled in anticipation. Here's Clark on NBC's Today Show this morning.
I'm just really excited. I think, like, you know, this is a dream. This is something I wrote down on a piece of paper when I was in, like, second grade.
That's a wrap. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.